Hello, my name is Natalia and I'm calling from Oregon Opinion Survey. I am conducting an opinion survey and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing the community and the nation. Does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Am I speaking to Gary Harkin?
Yes.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
You're hard to understand. What?
Sorry. Are you 18 or older and registered to vote in Oregon?
Thank you.
I know it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November general elections of president and Congress? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
Definitely will.
Thank you. Regardless of how you previously voted, do you think of yourself as a Democrat, a Republican, an independent, or something else?
Independent.
Thank you. What is your age?
60.
Sorry, did you say 60?
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
White.
Thank you. Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Somewhat satisfied.
Now, I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people and organizations using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, and 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. If you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. J.D. Vance.
Pardon me, who?
J.D. Vance.
0.
Thank you so much. Kamala Harris?
90.
Lori Chavez Deremir?
About 50.
MAGA Republican?
0.
Janelle Bynum?
40.
Republicans in Congress?
0.
Project 2025?
0.
Joe Biden?
75.
Donald Trump?
0.
Democrats in Congress?
60.
Thank you. If the election for the U.S. Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat or Republican?
Democrat.
Thank you. I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for president were held today, would you vote for Democrat Kamala Harris, Independent Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Independent Cornel West, Green Party candidate Jill Stein, or Republican Donald Trump?
Harris.
Thank you. Regardless of how you plan to vote, who do you think will win the presidential election?
Harris.
Thank you. And I know it's still a long way off, but if the election for Congress were held today, will you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Deremir?
Bynum.
Thank you. Even though you are not supporting Lori Chavez Deremir now, what are the chances that you might support her for the Congress in November 2024? Is there a fair chance that you might support Chavez Deremir? A small chance, just a very slight chance, or no chance at all that you might support her?
No chance.
Thank you. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is handling his job as president? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly approve.
And do you approve or disapprove of the way Lori Chavez de Rimer is handling her job as your member of Congress? Strongly approve, somewhat disapprove, or strongly disapprove?
Strongly disapprove.
Thank you. Now I want to read you a statement that Janelle Bynum's opponent has made about her and Bynum's response to get your reaction. Janelle Bynum's opponent says she's a soft on crime liberal who is Oregon's most pro-criminal and anti-victim politician. She supported a plan to release 2,000 criminals from jail and voted to give millions of dollars to groups that want to defund the police. And while Portland was being torn apart by rioters, Bynum said she was pleased to see the protest. Bynum is too liberal and her actions have made it harder for police to do their job and shows that she cannot be trusted to keep Oregon families safe. As a mother of four, Bynum worries every time their children leave the house. Making our communities safer is a top priority for her. That's why she voted with Republicans to increase funding for law enforcement in Oregon, fought to get fentanyl off the street, and went against her own party to overturn Measure 110 to recriminalize hard drugs. But Bynum also understands that we must tackle the roots of crime, not just its effects. So she supports after-school programs for at-risk young people and strengthening mental health services for a worried mom. Nothing's more important than ensuring safe communities for our families. Now that you have heard that information, I want to ask you again, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez de Rimer?
Bynum.
Thank you so much. Now, I am going to read to you some doubts or concerns people have raised about one of the candidates running for Congress. In this case, I will be talking with you about Lori Chavez de Rimer. Please tell me how much each one troubles you about supporting Chavez de Rimer for Congress. A great deal, quite a bit, just somewhat, or not at all. Chavez de Rimer is working to perpetuate a system that is rigged against working people. She supported budget, which would cut veterans' benefits by 22%, lay off more than 1,000 teachers and aides, and eliminate healthcare and coverage for hundreds of thousands of working Americans, instead of making billionaires and tax cheats pay their fair share because they fund her party's campaign. Great deal, quite a bit, just somehow. Not at all.
Great deal.
Chavez de Rimer stands by Trump even as he threatens to become a dictator on day one. He has said he will prosecute and jail his political enemies, deploy our military to our own cities to put down protests, and promised his base that if he wins, this is the last time they will ever have to vote. We need leaders who have the strength to stand up to those trying to end our democracy, and that's clearly not Chavez de Rimer. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Great deal.
Lori Chavez de Rimer voted to cut billions from our border patrol and immigration police, and she voted to defund federal law enforcement by 22%, making it harder for them to do their jobs to protect us. Those cuts mean less money for investigations that stop human and narcotics trafficking, public corruption, kidnappings, terrorism, and cybercrime. She's voting to cut funding for law enforcement at the same time she wants to let billionaires cheat on their taxes. Lori talks tough on crime, but is just doing what Trump and Republican Party bosses tell her to do. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Great deal.
Chavez de Rimer has embraced Trump, whose extreme project 2025 will radically reshape the federal government. The plan calls for a nationwide ban on abortion, eliminates the Department of Education, drastically cuts Medicare as we know it, rolls back LGBTQ+ rights, defunds federal law enforcement agencies, and cuts environmental regulations while giving Trump nearly unchecked power in the White House. Adolfo Chavez Ramir is about to undermine our democracy. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Great deal.
Seniors have worked hard to earn their retirement security, but Chavez Ramir supported cutting funding for Social Security and Medicare services, and she voted with Republicans 26 times to block bills that will protect both programs from cuts. It's clear Lori is working harder for her party than for Oregon seniors who earn their retirement benefits. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Great deal.
Lori Chavez de Ramirez broke her promise to us. She ran as a pro-choice candidate and said she supported a woman's right to choose. But in Washington, she voted to restrict access to abortion and supports a national ban on abortion that will override Oregon law. We need someone in Congress who will stand up for women's rights, not break their promise to Oregon women. Great deal, quite a bit, just some, not at all.
Great deal.
Thank you. Now I am going to ask you again, if the Republican for Congress, if the election for Congress were held today, would you vote for Democrat Janelle Bynum or Republican Lori Chavez Ramirez?
Bynum.
Thank you. The last few questions are for statistical purposes only. What is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
Graduated college.
Thank you. Are you married, unmarried, living with partners, single, separated, divorced, or widowed?
Married.
Thank you. Do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
Nope.
Are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No.
Thank you. In the 2020 election for president, did you vote for Democrat Joe Biden or Republican Donald Trump?
Biden.
Thank you. That concludes our survey. Thank you for your time and have a nice day.
Okay. Bye.